This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the sound of now on Joy 94.9.
Hello, my name is Triana Butler. Thank you so much for joining me today. I always love the conversations I get to have with US artist Morgan. I mean, there's always such thought and real heart behind each of the answers. I got to catch up with them again this week. They've got a new song out called Pretend Rainbow, which is so stunning. It is so, so stunning. And we talk about that. We talk about wonder as well and some really exciting stuff that is still to come. Here it is, my conversation with Morgan. Morgan, it is so great to connect with you once again. How are you doing? Good to see you. You're looking well. You're looking, you're glowing.
Oh my God, please stop. Also for the non-internet, but look at my nails. Aren't they so fun?
Yeah, we don't have video on this, so I'm going to have to explain this. We got like, there's like colorful, it's not quite confetti nails, but it's almost like confetti. Oh, they're little like flowers. It's like a floral pattern.
Yeah, there's like little hearts and flowers. And then here's, of course, a rainbow. Oh
God, yeah, there we go. Okay.
There's a rainbow on this finger. You know, it's nice to dress yourself up and make yourself feel pretty sometimes, you know. Actually, all the time.
Absolutely. When was the last time we caught up? I think it was like just as the Meridian EP was, or Meridian Volume 2 was, I think, about to come out. I think it was the last time we spoke through voice notes and kind of face to face. And you just play an arena? Did I see you just play an arena online? Is that what happened?
I did. I just sang my song Wonder, which y'all have played. I wonder if anyone will hear this to a room of 20,000 people at an arena. And it was Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons has a festival called Love Loud, which is in Salt Lake City. And it basically like raises money for, queer youth that are affected by the church, which is the Mormon church that he grew up in.
Which is very, very prominent in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, very prominent there. I mean, I didn't grow up without religion, but I did grow up in the South. So I do know what it's like. And I have lots of friends who grew up in a church system or in a system that just explicitly denies your right to love who you love and be who you are, you know? So anytime I am sort of called on to like go and perform and raise money for, you know, youth who are struggling in a space where they're not allowed to be themselves, I'm like, that's like the bat signal for me. I'm like, all right, gays, assemble. Let's go. We got to sing. But it, you know, especially after we all have been through like the craziest couple of years, and to sing Wonder in the middle of an arena, you know, and people were singing along, and it was, I don't even think I have words for it. It was so special.
Well, if we go back to when Wonder first came out, I wonder if you can kind of sum up, I think, where or what perhaps you were manifesting when you released that song, or what you were hoping for that song to achieve compared to this point you find yourself at now, where you're in an arena and there are people singing it back to you.
Yeah. I mean, when I wrote it, I have the voice memo where the producer is Park Wilde and he's playing a piano part. And I go like, I wonder, the wonder is a name, will hear this, on the way to this fearless. Like that's as clear as it was. And I was sort of toying with some words, and Gary Goh, who is the co-writer of it with me, he literally looked me right in the eye and he was like, what do you wonder? And it was like so disarming, because I was like, honestly, I know I'm about to get dropped by my label, and I know that I love music, and I don't know what I'm gonna do, and like maybe I should quit, and maybe this is this point in which I quit, you know? Oh, that makes me emotional. But I wonder if anyone will hear this. You know, I literally there's a voice memo and I'm like, I wonder if anyone will hear this. I wonder if I'll ever be fearless. I wonder if I'll end up alone. Don't know where I'm going. I'm just like saying these things out loud. And I feel like, you know, those are the songs that I try to put myself in a place where I'm saying something that feels almost as if I'm too naked and might expose myself too much. That's usually my signal that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, you know? So it really was, I wonder if anyone will hear this now, the past couple of years and everything that's happened with that song. And then to stand on this stage, supporting queer youth, singing a song straight from my heart in front of 20,000 people is like, that is literally the moments that I live for in this, you know, when everything feels completely uncertain and unsure and I don't know where I'm going. I just try to hold on to a moment like that.
I mean, you've had, over the last couple years, since being dropped from the label and going independent, you've been able to go out and eventually tour that music that you were not sure whether it was going to get out into the world or not. What's the reaction been like in those settings where it's been, I think we can say, a little more intimate? I've seen videos on Instagram where those gigs are incredibly intimate and people are just enraptured in the message that you're sharing, as vulnerable as it is.
Well, I think that if you are alive right now in 2022, kudos to you for making it through what feels like, you know, our own version of the dark ages, because, you know, we made it through. And sometimes I feel like we made it through like barely, you know, and then to be singing these songs and hear people singing along, or hear like where people have tattooed these words on their, you know, bodies, because like these are words that like literally maybe got them through pieces of this pandemic, because they also got me through this pandemic. You know, it just feels like, I mean, not even to be cliche, it feels like home. It feels like this is what I was craving. Like when I was sitting at home making music just to try to keep going, to actually sit there in front of people, whether it's 200 people or it's 20,000 people, to sit there and sing these songs and hear people singing it back to me, like that is, that's the greatest thing in the entire world. Like that's all I want. It's really special.
Well, speaking of something that's really, really special, this new song that's just come out, Pretend Rainbow. Whew, I mean, what a timeless piece of writing this song is. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Can I tell you something? I haven't told anyone this because they just announced that it's airing in America. I don't know how it will be online, but PBS is doing their first ever LGBTQIA+ special nationally here in America, which is public broadcast here in America. And it features me and it features the Indigo Girls and a bunch of other incredible people. And I perform Pretend Rainbow with a full orchestra in this television special. And after I performed, the Indigo Girls were standing there and they go, "Well, that song feels timeless." And I was like, "It's not even out yet." And they were like, they were like, "Yeah, that's timeless." And I, you know, I feel honored. I don't write for any other reason except for to try to express something that feels like me trying to put words to some feeling that I'm moving through, you know. And I just moved back home, and being in the South and being in a place that triggers all of these like scary feelings of like, you're not allowed to be yourself and you're not allowed to have color and you're not allowed to, you know, live as who you are. In a weird way, I feel like I moved here in order to confront that and in order to be bolder and to be louder. And So yeah, I wrote Pretend Rainbow. It was like one of the first songs I wrote moving back home. And I wrote it like walking in the hills behind my house. And there was a rainbow. And I just, you know, standing on top of a hill, I'm like, pretend that there's a rainbow hanging over me. And every time I sing it, it feels like a prayer.
The song starts off with, I mean, it doesn't sound produced up. It sounds very much like a demo version of the song. It's just you and a piano and a recording that was available. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it really feels like an absolute like lightning in a bottle kind of moment.
Wow. Thanks. So that is, I posted a clip on TikTok, and actually my dog over here, sings along to it, like while it's playing. It's currently the number 3 video on dogs of TikTok with billions of views or whatever. So I was like, okay, I guess we like that song. And there was something about like going to record it. Nothing felt more real than the literal lightning in a bottle moment of like when I first sang it. So the actual recording does start with that original voice memo, which is the original song on TikTok. That's how it starts. And then this is also the first song I fully produced. And that was also like a cathartic, beautiful process for me because it was like one foot in front of the other. I was just like, this feels good. This feels good. This feels good. And then all of a sudden I was like, this song feels like the exact version I have wanted it to be.
How did you find having a go at production fully yourself for the first time?
Well, I mean, I feel like there's always this thing where I don't like to call myself producer because I know that there are producers who know more about plugins and like sort of more technology and stuff. But, you know, there are also producers like, you know, Rick Rubin, who he's not at the boards. He's, you know, behind and sort of having this vision moment. And I've just never, I think I've been afraid to call myself producer because I look up to so many people as being like such incredible producers, but truly I'm always in there being like, I like this. I don't like this. Like, can we try this? Can we get in there? It's just this time it was me in my house being like, well, I could wait for someone to like help me figure this out, or this feels good to me and I'm just going to keep going and add one layer at a time. And all of a sudden, you know, I was like, this feels like, I think that's what I'm aiming for in recordings. I'm trying to capture a moment. You know, there could always be so many versions of a song, which, you know, obviously I've shown that with Wonder that like, I believe songs deserve like so many lives, you know, but if I were to capture this moment of me in Nashville, feeling my heart and feeling my way through this moment, that is what this version is.
Just looking it up. Sorry. It's like 2:38. While we're talking about like versions of songs, feels like it's written in a way that we could very easily get like a guest artist to add their own kind of verse onto the end of it. Do you know what I mean? Like it feels like it's written in a way
interesting
that is going to lead to a whole bunch of collaboration with other artists who are also in a similar kind of space to you.
I love that. I'm working on, there's an Australia Connect that I am working on in this as we speak. That I can't say because it's so new, but I love that. I mean, I think that there was a time in the music industry. Sometimes I have to zoom out and be like, the music industry is 100 years old, like, you know, less than 100 years old of like the recorded music industry. But there was a time in the charts where if somebody liked a song, somebody was like, I am now singing a version of that song too. You know, there was also some like, you know, terrible versions of that happening where like a black artist would do something and then a white artist would steal it. We're not talking about that moment, but like there were moments where I love that song. I'm going to sing it as well. And I just like, I'm obsessed with that. I would love if somebody heard Pretend Rainbow and then hit me up and was like, hey, I want to do a version with you. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's go.
Well, the call is out there then. We should play this song, Pretend Rainbow. Morgan, congratulations on the release. All the very best with it.
Thank you.
Hope we get to hear it for a whole long time. Morgan, thanks so much for the chat
me
today.
Too. I hope to see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Huge thank you to Morgan for taking the time to chat with me. I'm always so appreciative of the beautiful energy that you bring to our conversation. So thank you very much. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can maybe send the link to a friend. I'm sure they would love it as well. Or subscribe to the podcast in your podcasting app of choice. Just search The Sound of Now and it should be pretty easy to find. Of course, don't forget the live show is on Mondays at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9. So don't miss that. I will see you there.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.